Governor Jay Inslee held a press conference just the other day where he was talking about how the oil companies are responsible for this massive increase in gas prices. And I go, if these greedy oil companies are as greedy as Inslee says, why aren't the prices just as high in Idaho? Why aren't they just as high in Oregon? Why aren't they just as high in middle America, where it actually costs more money to ship the gas out to these places? Joining us now to discuss on the KVI studio line, Senator Curtis King, serving Washington's 14th legislative district, which includes Yakima, Glenwood, Titan, Lyle, Biggin, Roosevelt, Bickleton, Trout Lake, and half the rest of the world out there. Really appreciate you joining us today.
Pleasure is mine, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Always a pleasure. So Jay Inslee comes out and the media bought it. I think every single outlet in town was writing articles today about the evil oil companies. Do you think like you're starting to lose the argument because of one press conference?
Well, I would hope not, because I can tell you that from the very beginning of both the low carbon fuel standard legislation and the cap and trade legislation, there were multiple, besides the Republicans, there were multiple groups that had done studies that showed that they would cause this 45 to 50 cent increase in gas prices.
Right.
And I mean, and it was repeated and repeated and repeated. And the governor just chose to ignore them.
Right. And if you look at the numbers themselves, so Governor Jay Inslee says that the 80 cents per gallon profit, which is a false number, but let's go with his number for a second, is price gouging that the oil companies do. Meanwhile, the government is taking 90 cents in taxes and they have no expenses whatsoever. So if 80 cents is gouging, what would you say 90 cents is, Senator?
Yeah, well, that's the challenge we have. Is we have a system in this state where we have relied upon the gas tax to fund transportation. And now you have the governor and others and all the environmentalists saying, well, you know, you shouldn't be burning gas. You should be buying electric cars, hybrid cars. You should be riding transit. And in all honesty, this was their whole plan all along with this cap and trade and the low carbon fuel standards. That was the purpose. The purpose was to raise the price of gas so high that people would have to look for alternatives. And that's what they want. They want you driving less miles. They don't want you in your car. They want you to walk, to ride a bike, or take transit.
How do they expect to get their goods delivered?
That's right. I mean, you know, it's the fallacy of all of this everything electric thing, because electric vehicles for semi trucks just don't work really well. They're not very effective.
Right.
And so this was their plan. And I would tell you the reason the governor had a press conference yesterday wasn't because the oil companies are gouging them. It's because the public is calling their legislators and they're calling their governor and saying, what have you done to us? And why are you doing this? That's why he came out with this, because they're getting hammered over these two bills and what it's doing to the citizens of the state of Washington. And if I may, I would point out that it's the lower income. It's the moderate income people that are paying this price.
Yes.
The rest of us don't like it, but we probably can afford it.
Yep.
But a guy making 16, 18, 20 bucks an hour, this is a big deal if you have to drive 4 or 5 miles, 10 miles every day to and from work, which at least over on my side, a lot of people do.
I just did the drive over on your side. There was one place where there wasn't a gas station for 70 miles until you get to the Whistling Jacks area over. And you got to correct me on the pronunciation. Is it nachos or is it notches? How do you pronounce that?
Natchez.
Natchez. Okay, want to make sure I'm driving the whole time. I'm like, for sure I'm going to butcher this. So thank you for clarifying that for me.
Believe me.
Yeah,
you're talking. Not the only one.
We're talking with Senator Curtis King. from Washington's 14th legislative district about Governor Jay Inslee's press conference yesterday. And I find it ironic that once the press conference was over, Jay Inslee stopped calling on reporters after he realized he was getting hammered in the Q&A session and was losing the thread, losing the argument there. So he just stopped taking questions and walked off. Now, a bunch of reporters chased after him, including our friend Jonathan Cho, including, I think, one reporter from Como News and a few others. And what's funny is Jay Inslee is trying to open the door on multiple vehicles trying to get away from these people, and they're not the right SUV, but they're all SUVs. So the guy who just lectured us on driving electric cars and gas prices and all that is trying to get into one of several SUVs that is not a hybrid, that is part of his motorcade. Isn't that the ultimate hypocrisy?
Well, it is. I forget the presidential candidate that was flying around in his jet that was burning jet fuel and talking to us and belittling us for not being more environmentally sensitive. But that was years ago. But here we are today. Same thing. It is unbelievable that the governor comes out and wants to accuse these companies of gouging when they have known all along this was going to be the outcome. And it was planned, as I've said. This is what they were trying to achieve. They just didn't expect to have the backlash that they've seen, and that's why the press conference was held yesterday.
So we're talking to Senator Curtis King from Washington's 14th Legislative District, which includes a whole bunch of eastern Washington parts. I'm not going to list all of them, but southeast Washington. But I got to ask this. If you and I both acknowledge the fact that the media will just write whatever press releases are issued, why don't the Republicans issue their own press release calling on Jay Inslee to call an emergency session to bring down the gas prices? Because Jay Inslee literally said yesterday, we have to wait till January. We're going to do this in January. We're going to enact this in January. If he believes this is such a big deal and we have to go after the oil companies right now, why doesn't he call a special session for tomorrow?
Because it's the hypocrisy of the whole thing. There were four or five of us that did release a press release on the Republican side, counteracting what the governor had to say. But the fact that he's willing to wait until January, if this is such an important thing, if we're truly getting gouged, I mean, you're telling me you're going to wait 6 months and probably 7 or 8 because nothing's going to happen for the first month or two anyway. If this is such an important thing and we got to go after these evil refineries and gas companies, I mean, to a point that maybe you made at the beginning is, why is it there's only like 6 states in the country that have gas prices over $4 a gallon? And why is it that they happen to be Washington, Oregon, and California?
Exactly.
And why is it that Washington is the highest priced gas in the country? It's because of cap and trade. It's because of low carbon fuel standards, which they have the same programs in California, which is also, I think, is who we took out of being the highest priced gas. You've got to realize we pay more for our gas than they do in Hawaii. And all of that is barged in as far as our shipped in, as if I understand correctly.
Yes, you're 100% right. Now, just before we let you go, here's what I suggest, and I would love for you to take this back to leadership. In fact, I might email them later today and suggest the same thing. Here's what I would love to see the Republicans do. Call a press conference or send out a press release that says, Governor Jay Inslee is right. We should get to the bottom of who is gouging Americans, who is gouging Washingtonians on oil prices. We want to have a special session next week. And just see what, you don't specify who's doing the gouging, right? We want to get to the bottom and just call for it and watch the silence happen, because that would expose the hypocrisy right there. You say, why is Jay Inslee waiting until January to get to the bottom of this? We want a special session right now.
Because he knows the answer, but that's a great thought. It really is.
Yeah.
Call him out and say, okay, if we're going to do it, let's do it now.
Exactly.
But let's open it up for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we can show you. I mean, all you got to do is go back and look at all of the analysis that was done when these bills were passed, and what every one of them said that they just chose to ignore.
Right. And if you want to have some real fun, contact some oil companies in advance and get their CEOs to come out here and testify. They'd love an opportunity to do this. Just watch. It'll be national news. Senator Curtis King from Washington's 14th Legislative District. Really appreciate you joining us today.
Pleasure's mine, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.